So this past weekend, we went to my first wedding that I've ever been to sober.
And I still have never been to a wedding sober.
Well, I guess technically we always go sober.
Don't leave sober.
We don't leave sober.
Yeah. So how was that?
Awful. The wedding was beautiful. It really was. But man, it's a miracle that we are friends with any of our friends. It's a miracle. Like, if that's what I am like, let me just preface this by being like, all drunk people are annoying. They just are. Every time I do those like breathalyzer videos where I'm doing how much White Claw to a 0.08 or how much tequila to a 0.08, the comments I always get are like, man, you seem so fun when you're drunk. I'm always so annoying. And I'm like, y'all, do you realize how much editing goes into this video so that you don't see how annoying I am?
You're allowing us to see the perfect drunk version of Lauren.
Yeah, there's so much that I edit out that annoys me.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a disclaimer, I understand that I am this person at weddings when I can drink, but being on the other side now is like vengeance. I don't. It's like every sober person who's ever had to deal with me drunk is getting their revenge on me right now.
This is karma.
Karma. Welcome back to the Kapower Hour. I'm Lauren Powell.
And I'm Sean Casey.
And we are the Kapows.
The Kapows. Kapow.
You don't realize how quickly people get buzzed during cocktail hour, but when you are sober, you see it escalate.
And you can like see it happen in real time.
Yeah. Like it was like we're at cocktail hour and literally I'm watching everyone around me just get chattier and chattier. And then you just got like so concerned about like,
even at happy hour?
Happy hours when it started. It was like this switch was flipped and all of a sudden you were like, I got to get my wife a mini taco. I got to get my wife a skewer. Whoa, do you need this? It was very sweet.
Well, that also wasn't the alcohol. That was me walking up with a skewer that I got like 20 minutes ago and I hadn't had a chance to throw it away. And like every woman was like, you didn't get anything for Lauren? And I'm like, it was the last one on the plate. I ate it 15 minutes ago, like over there.
You gotta destroy the evidence, man.
Yeah. So that wasn't the alcohol. That was just.
Oh, you were afraid.
I was afraid of
getting shamed.
Everyone who just like looked like I was the worst husband in the world. So then at that point, I'm like, okay, well, I better make sure I get her.
I see. Okay.
All the food. Yeah. That wasn't alcohol induced.
Okay. Got it.
Later was alcohol induced.
Yeah. And then dinner again. It was weird. I kind of felt like, and these are our good friends. Like we're at dinner, we're at a table. This is a San Diego wedding. We know so many people at this wedding, right? Our table alone is the San Diego table and there's 20 people at it.
It was awesome.
It's a long table of all 20 of our friends. And it just kind of felt like everyone was having conversations around me that didn't include me. And I couldn't find ways to interject or be a part of it because I was just sitting there. Just like, I didn't get the buzz that made me feel chatty or something.
Also, there was multiple glasses of wine spilled at the table during dinner.
Drinks were dropping like flies.
Which is normally you. Too.
That's true. That's why I'm not allowed to have stemmed wine glasses in the house or at other people's houses. So then where it really starts to get hairy is we go to the dance floor. So one of your friends who he's been sober for a long time, I asked him, I was like, how do you deal with this? How do you deal with all of our friends when they're drunk? And he was like, well, there's a point in the night where you know to just take off. And I was like, and then I wish I had like heeded his advice because there was a moment in the night where we're on the dance floor and everyone is just rowdy. And I look around and I'm like, he's not there. He left. So whatever the moment was that I wasn't supposed to be there past, I missed it.
Yep. You missed the signal.
And it's just people don't understand personal space. They think for me to hear you or understand you, you need to be an inch from my face. Like I need to smell your breath in order to understand what you're saying. Not you particular, but our friends. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just in your face.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a lovey, you know, you love people more when you're inebriated. Being sober, just like you need that drink to like want to dance on the dance floor and like want to put up with other drunk people.
So we have another wedding coming up next month. Who's one of your best friends?
I'm in that wedding.
You're in the wedding. Yeah. Also, we're going to be at the venue and there's no leaving early because everyone is going on the same bus to Malibu.
To be clear, I didn't leave this other wedding early either. I can't leave weddings early. Mm-hmm. I love weddings, drunk or sober. And I just like can't, what if you miss something cool?
Yeah.
Even if I'm sober and annoyed, you know, Sonoid.
Sonoid.
I'm afraid of missing something cool, so I'll never leave a wedding early.
Okay.
I think it'll be a little different because I know the bride, and so mm-hmm. I have a role, I have a responsibility, and that mm-hmm. is make sure the bride is having the best time ever.
Yep.
Make sure she has a drink, she has water, whatever it is. It gives me like purpose than just like attending a wedding sober.
Yeah.
So I have high hopes for that wedding.
For this past wedding, I was drinking and partying because it was a bunch of my close friends. Whereas this other wedding, like I know the bride and groom and I know a couple people, but it's not like it's all my friends. It's more like I'm attending the wedding. So
it's going to be a lot of people, you know, all of her LA friends are all my LA friends that you knew when you lived there.
I was trying to say I was going to drink less and be sober with you.
I know that's sober-ish. That's very sweet of you to lie. What else happened this week? We had our anatomy scan. Mm-hmm. The anatomy scan it's like a high tech version of the ultrasounds you get with your OB. You have to go to like an ultrasound sonogram tech. They're basically measuring, they're checking for all the organs. They're measuring everything. They're
counting all the fingers, yep. counting all the toes, yeah. measuring the head. Lauren was like, that head looks big. What percentage is that?
Wasn't it high? Wasn't it a big percentage? High. Or weight was
85. High. Yeah, body and everything else was like 70 something, which is hilarious. Like you're just so competitive. Like even
I know.
Babies in the womb and you want to know what percentile is it?
Well, part of it is like, you know, yes, I want our child to be tall. You know, I have four uncles over 6'3", 6'4". But I also don't want to push a watermelon out of my lady bits. I don't want to blow my bits to bits. You know, so I'm like, this smaller is better.
At this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was measuring at 11 ounces, mm-hmm. which is 1 ounce shy of a White Claw.
Yeah.
Roughly 7 fireball shots.
Love how you have to put everything in perspective.
I'm a visual person, you know.
Yeah. It was funny because we're looking at it and the baby was like sucking its thumb and it was like grabbing hold of its foot and doing all these like really, really funny things. And so I just like took my camera out to like videotape it. And I was like, as I was turning on the camera, I was like, hey, can I videotape this? And she's like, no. And she grabs the monitor and turns it away. And I was just like, oh, okay. And she's like, oh, that's HIPAA. Like the patient's name is on there. And I'm like, the patient is sitting right next to me.
Surprise.
That was a little surprising. So maybe next time I'm just going to pull my phone out and just.
And just don't ask.
Yeah.
There was a sign right behind her head that said no photos, no video,
yeah.
HIPAA. I wonder if it's because you pulled your camera out. You're not the patient. And they don't know that you're married. They don't know that you're the baby daddy. You're some guy who came into the ultrasound with me. They know nothing about you.
So you have to be the one.
Maybe.
With the phone.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm a little busy. what? Like, yeah. Because we've had other ultrasounds where the OB let you film.
Mm-hmm. Must just be like a personal thing for the person working too.
Somebody on TikTok or Instagram commented and they were like, it's a law liability thing. They don't want, because maybe it's like a sonographer. Is that the right word?
No clue.
Sonogrammer. They don't want to be on camera possibly doing something wrong.
Mm, okay.
So I don't know if it's because they're literally taking measurements in very specific parts of the baby's anatomy.
Yeah, who knows? It was really cool though. It was really cool to see the baby moving around. And
it was crazy. You could see it sucking the thumb.
Yeah.
Like you saw it, the mouth opens. It looks like a little Pac-Man opening, right? Because you can't really see the mouth, but you can see all of a sudden the lips part. And then it put its thumb in the mouth and it's like, what else would a thumb be doing in there? It was like, it looked like it was on like the top bunk of a bed and it put its like legs on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It was like, is that comfortable for you,
It's doing happy baby pose.
Bro or sis, yeah.
Speaking of, we told the tech that we did not want to see the gender. Oh, yeah. We still don't know the gender.
We technically have had access to the baby's gender for weeks because of some blood work we did, but we didn't want to know it. Most people find out at the anatomy scan, so we had to tell the technician we didn't want to know. So she had us turn our faces
turn away
while she measured the goods.
Genital.
Oh, jeez.
I love how I like, say something like genitals and your like cheeks immediately get red and you're like, oh, Sean, the internet's listening.
A lot of people think it's crazy that we have this information and we haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, I think it's driving a lot of people crazy.
It's driving so many other people crazy. It is.
We're just like, yeah, we'll find out when we find out.
Yeah, it is this weird thing that we are so okay with not knowing right now.
Yeah, it's kind of freeing though, because it's like we can still talk about boy names. We can talk about girl names. We can talk about all these things because we don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, are they going to be QB1 or not?
The internet also doesn't know you're joking about that.
Last week, we talked about how we're going to change some content and some ideas. And then actually like a lot of people replied to your videos like, hey, we want NA.
Non-alcoholic
drink reviews. We want mocktail recommendations. I was actually really surprised at how many people want that.
Me too. That there's such a large audience, whether it's pregnant related
or not,
people just cutting back. Mm-hmm. Like I thought people would be like, meh, meh, boring.
We promptly went to Total Wine,
which is a playground.
They know us by name.
They don't know us by name, but there was this, somebody sent me a picture, like this Total Wine in Texas. They put like a little note under one of the hard seltzers on the shelf that was like, this is recommended by the Seltzbert.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
So we go into Total Wine.
They have a lot.
Yeah.
Made it kind of hard to like pick. So we didn't.
We just got it all.
We spent like over $450.
Yeah.
On stuff that had no booze in it.
Yeah, it's funny. You would think that because it doesn't have booze in it, it would be cheaper.
Right. I understand like wine and beer, they still have to make wine. There's still a winemaking process. There's still a beer making process. Mocktails, where you're making a bunch of fruit juice, putting it in a cute little can. Why are mocktails
so expensive?
Well,
I think it's hilarious too. Like when you go to a restaurant or something and you order a mocktail and they just charge you the same price, even though they took out the booze.
Or it's $2 less.
Yeah, or a dollar less.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But then it's like, okay, I guess the bartender puts a lot of TLC into like crafting a cocktail.
Yeah, you hope.
What I really want to do is put all the NA red wines with a regular real boozy wine and see if you can pick out the boozy one.
I mean, I didn't do very well.
No, you didn't. Exactly. Yeah, this is fun for me.
So the idea is just to like embarrass me further on the internet.
Yep.
That's my burden to bear while you're pregnant.
I am bearing your child. You can bear this burden. Speaking of hard seltzer.
Yeah.
I had two huge milestones this week. First, White Claw finally followed me on Instagram. And I'm like, bro, where you been?
Yeah, they're like, you're pregnant and now you can't drink our products.
Your timing could not be worse.
Still an honor.
They just been like ghosting me. Maybe they're playing hard to get.
Maybe they watched the training video and they know that there's a new Seltzbert in town and they're like, oh, this guy. Yeah, this guy is
Did they follow you?
No.
Okay. So that doesn't make, there goes that theory. It's like dating. And now it's like, I'm suddenly not available. And so the guy is interested.
Yeah. Yeah.
White Claw's playing games. Story. Quit playing games with my heart. Seltzer.
I thought it was really funny on one of the videos, like Truly commented and then White Claw commented right there, right above him. So then the other much more monumental.
Is it?
I would think so.
Okay. But. Oh, I finally got a million followers on Facebook.
Woohoo! I remember having conversations with talking about your goals and wanting to get to 100,000.
That was probably like 4 years ago.
4 years ago when you're first starting out on your own.
I was like, man, 100,000, that'd be so cool. And then you get 100,000 and you're like, okay, but you know what's cooler than 100,000? And the benchmark just keeps moving.
Yeah.
Although I feel very happy. Mm-hmm. I reached a million on TikTok, reached a million on Facebook, and both feel very satisfying where I don't feel like, okay, what's the next number? Mm-hmm. Everything leading up to a million felt like, okay, well, after 100K is 500K. Mm-hmm. And then after 500K, nothing matters till a million. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm at a million, it just feels like I could happily be at a million for the rest of my career. And it finally feels like an achievement. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And it's kind of staggering when you think about it, just the idea that a million people love your content enough to follow you. And you've had some just like emotional moments where it's like the gravity of, wow, a million people want to hear what I have to say about things or enjoy my content or whatever. So I think it's really impressive that you've been able to do this in a relatively short time period.
Is this how you felt when I was just blowing smoke up your ass talking about how many friends you had? Like, I just makes me uncomfortable to just have somebody talk. Send compliments at you. Let's change the subject.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, so
then when you hit a million,
I
was like, let's go have some mocktails, and you were just like, oh my god, that sounds so lame.
Yeah, because when I hit a million on TikTok, you went and got me a really cute bottle of champagne, like a rose gold bottle of champagne. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to pop a bottle of sparkling Welch's. Yeah.
So then the next thing that came to my mind was donuts.
Way more exciting.
Yeah,
Sean got 12 donuts delivered. We each had 6
in 2 days.
In 24 hours.
24 hours. Yeah, I had met the night before and the next day.
Yeah, and so that kind of leads into what I want to talk about today, which is pregnancy cravings. So a lot of people have asked about my pregnancy cravings, which got me kind of wondering, like, hey, why do pregnancy cravings happen? Mm-hmm. And then what are some of the weirdest ones out there?
Yeah.
So first I went to the Google machine, then I asked a bunch of my followers. I want to talk to you about the ones that I found that are like, they're medical conditions.
Oh.
Okay, so this is apparently pretty common, is an addiction to crunching ice. And it is said that this craving may be related to an iron deficiency.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
So that's kind of normal. They get progressively weirder.
Yeah, because ice, healthy.
Okay, next. And
Godric loves chewing ice.
Yeah.
Thinks it's a treat.
Maybe he's pregnant. So coal.
Coal?
Like ho, 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 coal.
Where do you even get coal?
This is a great question. I don't know. Are we robbing trains?
Like, I mean, like, I guess you get like barbecue charcoal.
Is charcoal coal?
Yeah.
So it has, it's another thing that's like, it could be due to a nutritional deficiency. Hmm. So then rubber.
Rubber.
The urge to start chewing on rubber bands. Like, isn't pregnancy wild where your body just completely takes over and is like, you should eat that rubber band.
Yo, bro, you know, it looks delicious.
Yeah. Soil. Women soil. All over the world have reportedly craved soil during their pregnancies.
I've heard of that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
That sounds horribly unhealthy.
I mean, hey, worms eat it.
Cool.
I don't know.
Hey, worms eat it. Sponges. One woman in the UK ate over 1,000 sponges during pregnancy.
Like, I guess sponges, they're bright colored. I don't know. I can maybe understand sponges a little bit.
No, there is no understanding. Stop trying to be the nice guy. This is insanity. Cigarette ashes is another big one.
Ashes?
Yeah. Women have been known to not only inhale the aroma of cigarette ashes, but to ingest the ashes. Some of these women had never smoked in their lives before.
It's weird. I've actually never smoked a cigarette before, but I actually like the way cigarettes smell.
Gross.
Yeah.
I've also never smoked a cigarette before. I think we bonded about that on our first date.
We're perfect for each other.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pregnant women crave extra weird non-food items like soil, clay, or paper, and this is likely the sign of a nutritional deficiency. Doctors use the term pica.
Mm, okay, I've heard of that.
To describe craving and chewing substances that have no nutritional value, says the Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic?
Yeah.
I hate that clinic.
Why?
Because I hate mayonnaise. So I haven't had any of those cravings, thankfully.
Well, I mean, you did eat 6 donuts in 24 hours, and that's full of nutrients, so
yeah,
you're probably fine.
I probably now have a nutritional deficiency. Okay, so I asked my Instagram and my Facebook what were some of their craziest pregnancy cravings that they had. Mm-hmm. This person said pie crust. I would literally buy pies and scrape the fruit filling out and only eat the crust.
Does she know that you can get pie crust?
I don't
know.
Yeah, it's a good point. Oh, this one says broccoli on basic white bread with buffalo sauce.
What?
Buffalo broccoli Sammy. Pool ranch Doritos dipped in chocolate icing.
I mean,
I would try it.
I love chocolate icing and I love Cool Ranch Doritos. So
absolutely. Write that one down. Yeah. We're going to try some of these.
Okay.
I used to stuff regular Cheetos into powdered sugar donuts. I swear, having a baby inside of you is like being possessed.
That's not just like the thoughts of a really high person, you know? It's like, oh man.
You know what would be really good?
Yeah,
Cheetos. Let's put these Cheetos in this donut.
Yeah, exactly.
Auntie Anne's cinnamon bites with cheese sauce.
Ooh, okay. I can get on board with that.
There's a lot of like salty and sweet combos.
Yeah.
Water from the bathroom sink faucet.
That's like so specific.
Yeah.
What's going on in that sink?
Oh, Chick-fil-A ranch dressing, but I'm talking by the bowl full, like for breakfast.
Bowl full of ranch.
Actually, that did activate my gag reflex just a little bit. I'm such a visual person. That's why I like can't stand blood or all those things. If you just talk about your incision, I immediately visualize it.
I love how you like group ranch with blood
trauma.
And incision and trauma.
Yeah. Pickles and peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I could do a whole episode of making you try all the weird pickle craving suggestions I've gotten.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it.
I love pickles.
You will not like pickles by the end of that video.
So my brothers were weird when they were little. Maybe they were pregnant. They used to eat bologna and jelly sandwiches.
Ew.
And bologna and peanut butter.
How do they feel about it now?
I think they still like it. I don't know.
Wow. I'm going to ask them next time I see them. Sniffing all the cleaning products.
That just does not sound healthy.
I feel like from the moment you get pregnant to the moment your child can run around, they are just trying to kill themselves.
So that's the baby? It was just like, yeah, give me the fumes.
Yeah. They're just like walking time bombs. Another person said ice, but specifically ice from Sonic. They got some good ice.
They do have some good ice.
Ew. Strawberries in ranch. Does that sound good to you?
No.
Pancakes with ketchup. I can't tell if you're excited by that.
No. Oh, no, okay. That's just, that like gave me chills a little bit.
Ew. Dog food. I didn't eat it, but oh my God, the smell made my mouth water.
What?
Gross. Here someone says, I craved soap, like Dove bar soap. I didn't actually eat it, but I carried a bar around and smelled it constantly. Taco Bell cinnamon twist with their nacho cheese. Yes.
Yeah, I would do that. Have you had any weird cravings?
I don't think any of them are weird, but prior to being pregnant, we never ate fast food. I mean, we would get like breakfast burritos delivered when we were hungover, mm-hmm. or we would have Thai food or like pizza. But like, I consider fast food like Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Burger King, those types of places. We just never ate that. And then especially my first trimester where I was like so nauseous. The only thing that like sounded not only appetizing, but also just sounded like it was the only joy I would have. It was Chick-fil-A.
When you're on your deathbed, you're just like, bring me Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I just remember thinking like, man, this baby's not getting any nutrients today, but mama needs Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. So I ate a lot of Chick-fil-A. I ate more Chick-fil-A in the first trimester than I have in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
No wonder our baby's measuring it.
Our baby is made so of high. Chicken nuggets right now.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets and french fries.
So I'm a big breakfast person and I will eat the same breakfast every day for several years until I get sick of it. Mm-hmm. And prior to being pregnant, I was on a big waffle kick. So I would have waffles every morning. And then one day in the first trimester, I was like, I can't eat this. And I'm a big sugar sweet tooth mm-hmm. person. Like I love sweet breakfast. And one day I was like, I can't do this. I need something like salty. And so okay. I had to switch to bagels. And
baby
now
was like, give me bagels.
Yeah. So now I've had a bagel every morning since the first trimester.
So we should obviously make a video trying all of these, right?
Yeah. I compiled a list of the weirdest pickle combos that I could find. And I don't know why. I just feel like I have to suffer in my pregnancy. So you should too. So I'm going to make you eat all that. You love pickles so much.
As long as they're not booze infused and I have to drink the pickle juice at the end.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that video. And your little colon cleanse as a result of it.
Lost like 3 pounds in 12 hours.
Okay. So since we don't know the gender, we also don't know, we don't actually have baby names. We can't really decide on one because it could be a boy, it could be a girl. So we're still compiling our list, but more than just compiling our list of serious baby names, we seem to really just enjoy coming up with baby names that we absolutely won't use.
I mean, speak for yourself.
Hopefully. Actually, so our friend told us about this app, which I think is more helpful for us to actually pick names.
Right. It's called Kinder. It's like Tinder for baby names.
Yeah.
So you're swiping left or swiping right on baby names, and then it lets you know if you get a match.
Yeah. So if he and I both swipe right on the same baby name, then it puts it into a list of baby names that we both like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't like actually narrowed down serious baby names, but we have certainly come up with some more ridiculous ones.
Yeah.
You're still going down this like sports path, right?
Still. Yeah. I barely got started last week.
Okay. Well, I've pivoted a little bit. I was thinking like unique Harry Potter correlated names.
Oh,
not okay. Like Harry, not like Hermione, not right on the nose, but more.
No Ron.
No Ron. Two Rons don't make a right.
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley. So our dog is named Godric Gryffindor.
Yep.
And we had another dog. His name was Seamus. So here are some names that I think are like Harry Potter adjacent. They're a little more subtle. Mm-hmm. Allie?
Oh, like Diagon Alley?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it'd be A-L-L-E-Y. E-Y. Isn't that kind of cute?
Yeah.
What's up, D Alley?
D Alley.
Diagonally. You know, okay. All right. That's all right. We're just warming up.
Okay.
Dory, like Dumbledore.
Oh. Dory.
Like also finding, like finding
Dory.
Yeah. Diggory.
Wow.
No Diggory. No doubt. Diggory's pretty good.
Yeah.
Cedric Diggory?
Yeah.
How about Galleon?
Galleon.
You like that?
It's kind of strong.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it means money.
Yeah.
Bogey? Which I think it means booger in British.
Yeah.
Chudley?
Chudley.
Actually, if we had twins and you wanted to name one of them Canon, like one of the previous episodes, Chudley and Canon, that's the name of Ron's favorite Quidditch team.
Oh, really?
The Chudley Cannons.
Wow.
Felix. Felix Felicius. They'd be lucky. That's the luck drink.
Oh, is that okay?
Gilly.
Gilly.
Like gilly water or gilly weed. And then Grindylow. It's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Grindylow.
Grindylow. Okay, so going along this joking quarterback D1 athlete route. Immediately after my dad heard our podcast, he chimed in with a couple names, so I might as well say those.
Great.
First one is Stone.
Stone Casey.
Stone Casey.
Hey, Stoner.
Yeah.
Hey, Stoner, how's it going?
Hey, Stoney. The other one he recommended was Ty.
Ty Casey.
Ty Cobb Casey.
Ty Cobb? What is it, a salad?
Oh, man, please someone comment and tell her who Ty Cobb is.
Uh-oh.
Cotton.
No.
Cotton.
Okay. Are you kidding? Cotton?
Cotton Casey.
QB1, Cotton.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Why don't we just name him Corn? Corn Casey.
Corn.
Just crops.
Corn Cob Casey.
Big crop duster.
All right. Carmichael.
No, that was mine. The Carmichael Gym was the old gym that the UNC basketball team used to play on.
I had that on my list from last time.
Then we agree. We should just end this right now.
Carmichael Casey.
It's been named. Mm. It has been named.
Okay. Admiral.
Admiral?
Okay. Cash.
Cash Casey.
Cash Casey.
Ooh, yeah. That's immediately. Cool. Nashville star.
Yep. I mean, this is an ode to you and friends. Chandler. Chandler Bing Casey.
Absolutely not. Okay. Can't do it.
Carver Casey.
Carver.
Yeah.
Like carve a turkey.
Yeah.
Carver Casey.
Mm-hmm. Not too bad. Cortez Casey.
Like the Sea of Cortez.
Yeah, add some Spanish influence in there.
I kind of like that one.
Okay. Another one of your favorites?
Oh, I thought you were saying another.
Another
Another Casey. One. Just name it after DJ Khaled saying.
Yeah. I think you're going to like this. Chesney Casey.
Oh, mama likey.
Told you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chesney Casey. Kenny, are you listening?
Yeah.
Keg in the closet.
It's kind of cool. Pizza on the floor.
Chesney Casey. Chester for short. Chesney. Yeah, Chesney.
Chesney. Yeah. I like that one.
I like that one. Put an asterisk by that one.
Okay. All right. Champ. Champ Casey.
Is it a dog? Am I birthing a golden retriever?
Okay. And then last, Constantine.
Constantine?
Yeah. It's like Russian.
That's too much pressure. Okay. I feel like you can't name a child that name because they're just never going to live up to their name.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That was fun.
So our pregnancy reveal video kind of blew up on TikTok. And then once it blows up, so there's like several phases of going viral. You know, the initial phase is a lot of your fans or a lot of people that just really like your content. And so it's very positive. That's phase one is niceness. And then especially on TikTok, once it reaches a level of virality, TikTok just starts serving it to whoever. And the thing about the algorithm that people don't understand is when they comment, why am I seeing this? Or this is so dumb. They are telling the algorithm, please show me more stuff like this. They're also telling the algorithm, hey, we're getting a lot of 20-year-old Gen Z boys commenting on this video about our pregnancy announcement.
Let's show it to more of them.
We should show it to so many more Gen Z boys. And so it's just really frustrating that it was like super happy and positive and everyone was so supportive. And then now it's reached the trolls.
Yeah.
I don't want to focus on the negativity. Yeah. I would like to focus more on positivity this week.
Great.
So
Happy mom, happy baby.
Yeah. My favorite pose in yoga. Happy baby, where you just lay on your back. So here's a couple things that we both loved this week. So this book called Fourth Wing, within like 2 days, I had several friends recommend this book to me. And so I finally started reading it because it was so highly recommended.
And what's it about?
So Fourth Wing is kind of like college Harry Potter mixed with Hunger Games, mixed with Game of Thrones a little bit.
Wow.
So there's like college, there's magic, there's dragons, there's S-E-X. I'm
glad you're spelling in front of Godric so he doesn't hear you.
And so far, I'm very hooked.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's like, it's relatively new. The hard copies are sold out on Amazon for like 3 months. People are losing their minds over this book, and I completely understand why. It's really good. Huh. I think you should read it too.
Yeah.
I think you would like it.
I mean, I love all of those series, so a perfect mashup. And I love S-E-X too, so.
Yeah, we know. That's why I'm pregnant. What's something you loved this week?
So the big thing for me was I got new Crocs.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you're watching, you're seeing me cross my legs and show them to the camera. But while we were visiting your brother in Baltimore, I needed to go outside for a minute and I just slipped on his shoes and I just had this like life-changing moment. And I was like, what are these? And he's like, they're Crocs. Oh my gosh. But they have this light ride material and it's like super, super squishy. And
it's so just, it's different than other Crocs? Aren't all Crocs squishy?
No. I don't know if you haven't. Have you?
No, I'm not really a big Croc girl.
Yeah, all my other Crocs, they're like squishy-ish, but they're not squishy.
Okay.
And these are like...
Ew, don't do that into the microphone. You know I have that condition.
I knew that you didn't really like want to hear that, but I also just went for it.
I have to edit this.
Naturally, I got the bright pink ones, obviously.
Yeah, but people on the internet also, they comment on my videos as if you posted it. And I'm like, do you know how usernames work, bro? They'll be like, how do you let your wife dress you? If you ever wear something pink, that's the comment. And I'm like, little do you all know, pink is like Sean's favorite color. Mm-hmm. He dresses himself, and I'm just here to support it.
Yeah, here for the pink. Pink's my color.
You own more pink than I do.
Oh, yeah.
One of the highlights of my week is I just discovered you can get prenatal massages delivered.
Just come to the house and...
Yeah, so I've heard of the Soothe app. I've never used it. My back has been killing me in this trimester all of a sudden, and I just really needed a massage, but you had the car, and so I just ordered a prenatal massage. They showed up. Like I ordered it like 2 hours beforehand. They showed up and then they left and it was magical.
Yeah. So is this a weekly occurrence?
We'll
now,
see. Or? Yeah, I might get a subscription.
Can they do a prenatal massage on me?
Why do you gotta take everything from me?
So I think for me another highlight was we finished the show Jury Duty on Amazon Prime, which is just this
so good.
It's this incredible Truman show in real life where a character auditions for what he thinks is a reality show about jury.
He thinks it's like a documentary.
He thinks it's a documentary about jury duty.
Yeah.
And so he thinks everyone in the show also auditioned. And
everyone in the show is just like him.
Right. So just, like everyone else in the jury auditioned to do it. And then they're just taking part in a real trial.
In a real trial. Yeah.
Yeah. But little does he know that every single other character in the show is an actor. And they've practiced and they've written all these things and it's
not a real trial.
Yeah.
And they're all improvising based on his reaction. They throw crazy stuff at him and then he reacts and he turned out to be like
the best human in the world.
The best, most authentic, genuine person. They could not throw anything at him that made him look bad because he was just so nice. He's a lot like you. I could see this being, you could be cast in the show and someone would come to you with a concept like, hey, chair pants, what do you think? And instead of making fun of them, you would be like, I think it's got legs. Ba-dum-bum.
So you really just wanted to make that whole comment so you could set yourself up for a joke.
I didn't know there was a joke coming. I never know until it comes out of my mouth. Okay, something else that happened this week that just really tickled me. So I've been getting groceries delivered from Instacart literally since COVID. I just never stopped. The convenience, my laziness, it's the perfect storm. And this past order, I get it every week. And this past order, one of my things was out of stock. And so on Instacart, you can chat with your Instacart driver and they can send pictures of replacements. And so my Instacart driver is a woman and she held up this replacement and I could see her nails. And I was like, oh, that doesn't really work. Cute nails. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that would just be a nice little compliment. And then she was like, thanks, my friend sells them. And I'm like, are they press-ons? She's like, yeah. Do you want a link? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And so she's like, yeah, they have all sorts of colors. And she sent me a link and it was like, I bought some.
Wow. It's like, did she get referral credit, hopefully?
I don't know. I'm like, am I a part of a pyramid scheme now? I just thought that was really like,
yeah.
What are the chances? Like, I'm obsessed with press-on nails mm-hmm. and my Instacart driver had, I couldn't tell they were, that's the beauty of these press-on nails these days. Mm-hmm. You can't tell they're press-ons. The last high of the week for me is finally dressing for my baby bump and finally like wearing cute things that feel cute on me and not just oversized and baggy. I just feel cute again. I felt like a troll and now I can wear like form-fitting clothes because I'm not trying to hide anything and it makes me want to spend money.
Oh, okay.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah, they're great. All the bump stuff.
Bumpalicious.
Bumpalicious.
Hey, shout out to everyone who, without being prompted, just the kindness of your heart that you have already left us reviews on the Apple Podcast app or rated us on the Spotify
or
the,
left comments on YouTube.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. If you feel so inclined to review, to just give us 5 stars or any other number of stars, I don't want to lead the witness here.
Speaking of jury duty.
But that would be really helpful. And then we can continue to make podcasts for you guys, hopefully.
Yeah.
We appreciate your support. And if you didn't know, we do this podcast as a video. You can see the full video on YouTube. You can also watch the video on Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, there is a video component. And then the Power Hour has its own YouTube channel, has its own TikTok, has its own Instagram. So you can find us wherever you would like to.
I think that's a great way to go out.
All right. We are
Kapout.